Hi, friends, and welcome back to Sowing the Seeds podcast. It's your host, Mia Jules. This is episode 7. I cannot believe we've been doing this for 7 weeks. If you have been listening along for the past 6 weeks, thank you so much. I literally love you. This was a small dream and quickly became a reality, and we have been reaching quite a few different countries and a lot of places, so I'm very, very excited for what's to come. Okay, let's get right into it. Episode 7 is The Power of Vulnerability, where honesty becomes healing and shared pain becomes a sacred connection. So people usually see vulnerability as a weakness, like letting people really see you is something dangerous. Like, sure, it can feel that way. It can feel uncomfortable and raw and exposing, but for a while, I've been learning that vulnerability is actually where connection begins. If you notice, the deepest conversations and the strongest bonds, like the realest friendships, they don't come from, you know, pretending you have it all together. They start with, I'm struggling, me too, or I've been there. Like, our pain doesn't isolate us, it invites others in. If we look to Jesus, he wept, he cried out on the cross, he sweat blood in Gethsemane. You know, he modeled that there's power in being seen in the middle of a storm. He was misunderstood, he was rejected and betrayed, and he didn't hide any of that. He didn't try to hide that, you know, he was living proof of vulnerability. If we look in Hebrews 4:15, it tells us that we don't have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weakness, because he gets it. He's been there. He's had his own struggles. Like, you know, we all go through something, but that is what builds connection, because none of us are alone in what we are carrying. For a good long while in high school, I was afraid to tell anybody what I was going through. Like, I was so afraid to be real and honest. I was petrified of someone seeing something ugly and then them leaving, like, or me telling them how I was feeling or what I was going through and them just, like, not being able to help me, because for the longest time I didn't have, you know, a relationship with Jesus, and that was super difficult to be going through something and not have somebody to rely on. So obviously I tried to look for it in people, and obviously, you know, you can't rely on people, you gotta rely on Jesus. So after building that connection with Jesus, like relying on him, but like building connections through the vulnerability is what was key for me in starting friendships. Because you're being vulnerable and it opens a door to a whole new connection that maybe you didn't even think you could have, or maybe that you never thought would even open, you know? Vulnerability is what opens the door for real healing and honest community. And let me tell you something, the enemy loves isolation. He loves when we stay quiet, when we keep things hidden, when we don't share how we're feeling, where we're trapped, you know, he loves that isolation. But healing begins when we let ourselves feel and be fully known by God, who loves us boldly. And he wants us to have connection through everything. And he wants us to not be in isolation. He doesn't want us to stay quiet. He doesn't want us to keep things hidden. Like, he loves us boldly within everything and through everything. So, you're struggling with something, but you think it's best to just shut down, right? You think it's best to just keep everything you're feeling hidden. You think it's best to keep it to yourself. But what you are hiding, it may be the very thing that someone else needs to hear, because that someone else is afraid to open up, afraid to be seen, you know? Your story can be a mirror that helps someone else feel seen. Like, let that sink in for a minute. Your story can be a mirror that helps someone feel seen. Friends, the root of our connections is vulnerability. We were never meant to walk in this alone. Let's look at Romans 12:15. Rejoice with those who rejoice and weep with those who weep. Like, we don't only have to be vulnerable and walk with people in vulnerability, but we can also walk with people and rejoice with people. Like, we don't make connections through polished surfaces, but we make connections through the share of scars. Like, yes, vulnerability can be hard, but it heals. And I think there's something holy about that. When I was making connections in school, I ended up just being very vulnerable. Like, I laid out all my stuff on the table and I said, this is what I'm going through. This is how I'm feeling. Like, that's the only way to be. You can only be raw and exposed if you want to make a real, genuine connection. Like, that is how you find someone that you're going to build a genuine, real connection with. If you want those strong conversations, deep conversations, and, like, strong friendships, like, you gotta be a little vulnerable. You have to be. That's the biggest part about connection. But maybe vulnerability isn't your weakness. Maybe it's the exact thing that God uses to pull us closer to Him and closer to each other. I mean, the only way we can build a real genuine connection is with vulnerability. And when we come to Jesus, you know, not perfect, we come to Him vulnerable, we show Him what's going on, we tell Him what's going on, how we're feeling, what the situation is, even though He knows all this stuff, being vulnerable with Him builds a strong connection with Him. Like, you're laying it all out on the table, like, this is me. And He still knows you, He still loves you, and He sees you. Like, being seen and still loved is a huge thing. We spend a lot of time in our own heads trying to look okay or cleaned up, like, before we come to the table. But Jesus never asked for that. Sometimes coming to Him means there's tears in our eyes. You know, we have heavy hearts and we have burdens and our shaky hands, but that's still faith. It's still worship. It still means something. And it means you're being vulnerable and you're willing to give that to God. You're willing to come to Him vulnerable. There's so much beauty in being seen and still loved. Like, we are seen by God and He still loves us. No one in humanity could ever do that. They can't do that. Not like He can. If we become a space where, you know, each other, like, can be vulnerable, then we become living proof that no one is alone in what they carry. You know, there's scars and there's struggles, but those things are testimonies. Those things are our stories, and we can share those. We can share them when they're happening or even after. You know, they are meant to be shared. They are not meant to be hidden. The enemy wants you to hide all of that stuff, you know, but God wants you to boldly share it with Him and with others. You don't have to be perfect to be powerful. You just have to be willing to be real with God, to be real with others, to build that connection, that real vulnerable connection with Him and with other people. So whatever moment you are in your life right now, like, whether you are in the middle of something heavy or just trying to stay soft in a harsh world, like, I hope you know that your vulnerability is not a flaw. It's a doorway to real connection, to healing, to Jesus. Keep showing up real, you know? And I get it. It's scary to be seen, to lay it all out on the table without knowing how someone's going to respond. But the beauty is that we're not doing it for approval of people. We're doing it for that freedom, for wholeness, for truth, and for connection. You don't have to bleed for the world to believe you. You just let them see that you're human just a little bit, and you can let God meet you there. You know, vulnerability doesn't mean spilling everything to everyone, but it does mean refusing to hide behind a mask. Like, you're saying, this is me. I'm still loved. This is what I'm going through. I'm human. And if you ever start to doubt that, like, come back to Jesus. Come back to the one who didn't turn away from your brokenness. He stepped into it with you. with grace in his hands. So stay vulnerable, stay soft, stay honest, and let God meet you exactly where you are. Thank you so much for listening to this week's podcast. I hope you enjoyed, and I'm so excited for what's to come. If you have been listening for the past 6 weeks, thank you so much. That means the world to me, and I am just beyond blessed. Have a wonderful week. Bye-bye.